Welcome back. I'm Kevin Killeen along with
Amity Shed.
And this is Cornflakes. And today everybody is talking about the dreams of riches.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of money.
At this taping, Amity, the Powerball for tonight is up to $345 million. And Friday's Mega Millions, guess how high that is?
Well, this morning it was 800 something. Has it gone up?
It's up to 900 million.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I know that you have your ticket, don't you?
I bought one for the drawing last night. Needless to say, it did not win. It wasn't a winner.
Did you match any numbers?
No numbers, not even one.
Well, no. Maybe next time.
Maybe. A girl can dream.
What are your dreams? Because that's why people say, well, at least I got to dream. When you possess a lottery ticket that could change your life so much, what goes through your mind? What do you think about it?
I dream about paying off all of my husband's student loans and going on vacation and paying off my parents' debt, too. I'm a giver. I don't want anyone in my family to live in debt, so I'd pay off all their debts first and then go on vacation and probably not work.
Would there be a downside? Do you imagine, like, oh, if I did win, something bad could happen?
I don't know. I think about that. Like, I've heard it's, you know, bad luck, money can't buy happiness, everyone's hounding you for an extra buck or an extra thousand or whatever.
Yeah,
I'd be secretive about it, I think. I wouldn't.
Oh, now how, you know, I've had similar thoughts, like, if I were to win the lottery, should I tell my wife?
Well, I would tell my husband. Would you hide that from your wife?
Well, why or how?
How?
Just not tell her. Just say, you know, some of my investments came in or something. But because if you do tell your spouse and you're married to someone who just tells everything.
Yeah.
And then it would be like putting it in the paper and then all these relatives would be lined up and you'd be like the godfather having to decide whether to get them a new muffler. Or,
right. You know, a new house, new car.
They want, you know, money to invest in a parking garage in Phoenix. I mean, you would be attending to everybody else's financial problems.
I feel like there has to be some level of secrecy almost.
But getting back to the lottery joys, if you did win, you would have the possibility of escaping from the ordinary.
Yeah.
That's a big thing because I was driving to work before you told me that you wanted to talk about this today. I thought, you know, it's great to have a job. It's great to have structure. But sometimes you just think the skies are blue. What if I was on the highway today and I wasn't going to work?
Yeah.
But I was just going to like drive to Maine with my family. We were going to look at the fall colors and have some lobster and a bottle of Moxie.
That's a great dream.
And just, you know, just breathe in some, you know, cool Maine air and have financial freedom.
Yeah, I think that's the thing is like, I'll pay $2 to have a dream. And people say, well, you don't have to spend $2 to buy a ticket to dream about what you would do. But still, there's that little chance. And yesterday in the 11:15 meeting, the daily editorial meeting we have every day.
I try to avoid those.
I know you do. You know, I've noticed.
I see you through the glass with all the big wigs, and you look like, you know, you're in purgatory. And I think I'm going to go out in the street.
I'm going to escape.
Interview the mayor or something.
But, you know, Chris Myhill, I brought it up. You know, yesterday the jackpot was over $600 million, and I brought it up, and I said, you know, there's a big Mega Millions drawing today. You know, go get your ticket. And, you know, Chris Myhill, should I name names? I did.
He's the executive producer for Charlie Brown.
Right. He said, you know, your chances of winning that, you have a better chance of becoming president than you do winning that lottery. And I said, well, someone's got to win it, and you can't win it if you don't try, if you're not playing, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and I indulged in the fallacy that, well, if you're part of a group, you have a better chance. Mm-hmm. For a while, there was somebody here who used to...
We did.
Who used to have office pools.
Yeah.
I think she got let go, but I can't remember.
No, she left, I think.
Oh, okay. To pursue other interests.
Yes. We wish her the best of luck.
But one day after we'd lost, I said, don't throw those in the trash. Let me look at them. And I went through every ticket, and there were more than 50 of them, and only one or two matched two numbers.
Yeah. But still, even when we did the big office pool, we'd win a couple bucks and she'd buy two more tickets, which increases your chances, you know. But I'm just not good at math. I can't. She had a system and She knew how many tickets to get with X amount of money and the numbers. And she'd buy them at different places. She'd go to like five different gas stations. I mean, she was in it. I just can't rise to that level.
The most I ever won at the lottery was one of the scratch-offs. Mm-hmm. I won on a $5 ticket. I won $10.
That's the most you've ever won?
Yeah, and then I used the money to go to White Castle.
Typical. I could have guessed that.
Well, how much have you won? Have you ever won anything?
I think I've won maybe 20 or 30 bucks on a scratcher before. Maybe, not 50, but, you know, more than 10. Just enough to make you want to buy more tickets.
All right. Well, we wish you success.
Thank you. I'll be buying more tickets.
So if you were to win, I guess that would be the end of cornflakes, huh?
I'd come back just for this.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, that's another thing. You know, we would all lose our common touch.
That's true.
Like one time I heard Bob Hope, the comedian, was a multi-billionaire from real estate. And when that came out, he said, nobody will ever laugh at me anymore because they'll resent me. They won't think I'm an everyman.
Yeah.
And you know, you would be above it all.
No, I would try to stay grounded.
Yeah.
I think.
Well,
maybe
you'd be the one.
Fingers crossed.
Well, we were talking about office dreams and lotteries. I wanted to bring up a subject that is probably true to many offices. Have you ever had the feeling that scattered among the many dozens of people working in your office, there might be someone who's an undercover or a hidden alien hybrid? And I looked this up on the internet, and there's a list of symptoms.
I don't know where you're going with this. I'm so confused. Okay, let's hear them.
Like, they have a strange sense of humor. They laugh at things that are not funny. They don't seem to have... By the way, this is from The Day the Earth Stood Still. That's Patricia Neal screaming in the background as Gordon.
Oh.
But people who seem to be aliens in the workplace, they never have anything to say. Like, how was your weekend? Fine.
Huh.
You know, what are you doing this weekend? Nothing. What are you doing? And, you know, it's like they're waiting for the subsonic signal from headquarters to take over. And
yeah.
They just have very little chit-chat. And they seem to be, you know, just working at their cubicle. And you see them in the washroom sometimes. And you say, you know, what do you think about the game? I don't know. What do you think? But have you noticed these people? They're out there.
I've noticed those people, but I've never thought of them as alien hybrids, I guess. That thought's never crossed my mind. I'm sure about that. But
have you ever been that person in an
office? No, I'm very talkative.
Yeah, so you didn't come out of your shell. You were without a shell.
Yeah.
But these people...
I'm anxious to hear who you think is the alien hybrid in this office.
Well,
Do you have a list of names?
End up in a libel suit. Because aliens are very protective of their secrecy. But here's a list that was composed by... somebody, and they often have mismatched clothes, as if they didn't get the memo from their planet about how to fit in with Earth culture. They have a strange diet or unusual eating habits. Aliens might eat French fries with a spoon or gobble down large amounts of pills, experts say. They take frequent sick days. An alien working in your workplace might need extra time off to rejuvenate its energy.
This is so funny.
An alien in your workplace keeps a handwritten or an online diary. They are constantly gathering information. Now, I'll say that about some people who seem to be kind of alien in office places. There's some people who seem to always be observing.
Yeah.
And not participating.
Yeah.
And you just can't, you know, spark them on an emotional level. An alien lurking in your workplace might misuse everyday items. An alien may use whiteout to paint her nails.
I can't. This list is too much.
Constant questions about customs and coworkers, like with a cigarette lighter. How does this device work?
Dead giveaway.
This is what I was hinting earlier. Secretive about their personal lifestyle and home. An alien will not discuss domestic details or talk about what he or she does at night or on weekends. Well, that's because they're with the hive, you know. They're not at the hockey game.
Yeah, they're in the mothership.
They frequently talk to themselves. Now, this I found, I've seen this sometimes back in the sales cubicles. A space alien may not be used to speaking as we do, so when they think they're alone, sometimes you see them rehearsing speech. A lot of the salespeople, I see them in their cubicles. You've got to have this deal. It's a limited time only. displays a change of mood or physical reaction when near high-tech hardware. I haven't seen that, but some of our engineering people back there with all that equipment, you never know.
That is so funny. Where did you find this list again? Where did this come from?
Oh, here and there.
We got to post this on the web so people can read it.
All right, well, Amity, I hope you win the lottery.
I hope so, too.
And I hope if you do that you're not approached by an alien human hybrid lurking in the office who needs the money for some off-planet purpose, because that could really run into some money.
Yeah, that would be trouble. Oh, man, alien hybrids in the office.
I'm Kevin Killeen, along with
Amity Shed.
And this
is Corn Flakes.
Gordon, Latu, Harada, Nikto, Latu, Harada, Nikto.